Welcome to the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Burlington's weekly meditation. I am Rodney Lowe, and the meditation I'll be sharing with you today is called Footsteps. It was recorded on one of the hottest days of 2020 so far, but is intended to take your mind back to some of the coldest. It records something I may no longer be able to do physically, and perhaps some listeners may have never been able to do. But I hope they will take the hike with us anyway. Mentally and spiritually, I hope you'll be able to join us. Find yourself any comfortable position and close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. And then picture yourself waking from a deep sleep. You're slightly confused at first because you can't remember where you are or why you're so warm, or why your surroundings are such a strange color. As you stretch and shake to wake yourself, you remember that you're in a tent and have been camping with a companion. Your companion may be a friend, or a lover, or a loyal pet, but whoever it is, you know it's someone you can trust and respect. It's someone with whom you can just be yourself. As you unzip the tent, you realize why it's so warm. The cold spring night you went to sleep with a few hours earlier has turned into a few inches of white, fluffy snow that stings your hand as it falls through the zipper on the fly sheet. The covering of powder has provided an insulating layer all night long, but now you feel the refreshing feel of chilled air rush in to wrap itself around your bare skin. Seldom have you felt so suddenly alive. Quickly, but without haste, you and your companion wash, dress, eat, and pack up all your belongings, including the small tent, and pack them into your backpacks. The mountain, which is your goal for the day, stands to the north, and your path to the peak arcs around to the east in one long swoop from your campsite to the top. Except for the small patch of vividly green grass left where your tent was, the whole world is shades of white. Brilliant white on the ground around you, whitish grey in the shadows of the trees in the distance. Ripples of white and more than white and less than grey dodge across your path to the summit as clouds blow gently to the west. The clouds have emptied themselves of most of their load overnight, but a few are darker shades of white, closer to grey perhaps, and they still threaten. The dark trunks of distant trees stand out as an almost black colour against the snowscape before you. There isn't any sign of blue sky in sight, just the whites and greys of clouds hugging the mountain. Silently, you and your companion take the first steps of the day. The mountain and the path that leads to the top stretch ahead of you. Behind you lies a village where you spent the last evening. White, snowy roofs, grey granite stone buildings, and a single unploughed road leading from the town past your campsite. But it is still early and no one's awake, or at least no one has ventured out. Nothing is moving except you and your companion, and the two of you are silent, barring the crunch and squeak of fresh snow made with each footstep. Without the footsteps, the silence might be deafening. The seconds tick by, turning into minutes, and the minutes turn into more than an hour of countless squeaking steps. The hypnotic footfall is broken only occasionally as you climb a stile or open a gate and close it behind you. The easy trek across the farm fields gave way a while ago to the initial slope up the first part of the hike. Neither of you have felt the need to stop, but it's an easy decision to do so as you arrive at a natural viewpoint on your left that gives you a perfect place to look back to where you started, and also where you're going. Your distant campsite is now just another shade of grey. You can see a few signs of life in the village nestled at the foot of this mountain. A few wisps of smoke curl from the occasional chimney. A delivery truck makes its way into town and passing a car on its way out. But the snow dampens every sound, and the vehicles just seem to be pushed by a silent force. The indentations you've left behind in the snow disappear into the distance. The mountain seems bigger from here, the path ahead steeper, but you're encouraged by the first part of the hike. The going was not exactly easy. The slope got steeper. The snow meant you needed to lift your feet with every step. But with your friend by your side, you've enjoyed the journey so far. As you set off again, the slope increases and the silence and the squeaky steps have been joined by heavy breaths. Forward progress is slower. Every step requires forethought. You initially lead the way, but as time passes, your breath gets shorter and your legs tire as you take the first steps in the fresh, undisturbed snow. Your exhale breath just becomes another shade of grayish white that drifts away on the breeze. Eventually, your companion moves ahead, and they take their turn to establish the path. The route is obvious, but the path needs to be trodden down, and you're happy to have someone taking their turn to lead the way. As you take your turn in the lead once more, the route you're following leads through a copse of trees, one of the last below the tree line. For a few moments, the trail is easier, with less snow to move, but the gloom in the trees make you that much happier once you emerge on the upper side and the mountain peak is once more visible. Although the village is now just a few dots on the landscape below, and your campsite is a barely visible dot of darkness in the snowy white fields. The path now rises once more away from the horizontal. It becomes more uneven. There are rocks underfoot and all around. Occasionally you need to reach out and hold onto something to help you maintain your footing. A rocky ledge here, a fortunately positioned tree branch there. Every now and then you reach back to help your companion, and each of you now switches places more often to find the best route upwards. You stop every now and then to wait for the other to catch up, waiting at a flat spot for each other to catch your breath. And that breath is now pulled in chilly lungfuls and expelled in vast clouds of grey steam as it freezes in the cold air. Eventually you reach another spot where you can examine the whole route you've taken and assess what lies ahead. Your campsite is invisible. The village is almost merged into the landscape below. But ahead, the mountaintop can now be seen as a cascade of rocky ledges and isolated boulders. You haven't seen another soul since leaving your campsite 5 hours ago, but now there's movement around the peak. Some people may have taken the easier, more traveled route up the mountain from the east. Many have probably paid to ride on the cog railway that winds its way up the north slope in less than an hour. But none will have experienced the joy of treading their own path all day, with only snow and wind and heavy breath to disturb the silence and the snow. As you set off again, you and your companion share a look that says, "Thank you for this day. Thank you for sharing this experience with me. Thank you for this memory." Your last steps are taken across the ridge that runs to the peak. Men, women, children, and animals are cavorting around the peak itself, but the pair of you ignore the noise that now surrounds you as you both reach up to touch the triangulation marker that represents the official top of this mountain. It's been a day to remember for the rest of your life, and as you both take another route down, you wonder if there are any lessons from the hike that you can use in your life off the mountain. This is the end of the meditation. Please stay safe and stay sane in these strange times we're living through.